It's a fantastic day in July, not only because it's the first time in 28 years that we can look forward to a semi-final, I know we had to mention it, but we are at the Great Yorkshire Show and we're with show director extraordinaire Charles Mills. How are you, Charles?
I'm very well, thank you. And it's great for you to be here.
It's always a pleasure and a delight. Just looking around, the buzz seems to be as excellent as ever. You must feel very proud about how this whole show comes together every year.
I am very proud. I actually, funnily enough you say that, I sat the other day just quietly on my own in the forestry section way back in the top corner for 10 minutes on a bench on my own, and I did feel extremely proud of the team that put this place together.
A few years ago, of course, I think it was 2 years, it was Sue Rice's first on-location report with us for the Great Yorkshire Show, and you met up with Prince Charles, I believe.
I did, who I remember and was very honoured he liked my hat.
He did. And we've got Prince Charles's sister coming along tomorrow, Charles, so that's all good.
Yes, it is with Princess Anne. I'm looking forward to it. She's a great ambassador for agriculture and the industry, so yeah, it'll be a lovely day.
Well, back in the 20th century, it was Princess Anne in her role as Chancellor of the University of London who presented me with my master's degree. So I'd like to feel there's a connection there, Charles. You can mention it. She probably won't remember me.
I'm sure she will.
Sue, questions on a more serious front.
Well, I mean, there is a little matter of a football match that we won't mention on Wednesday. How are you getting around it? Because Wimbledon, of course, has said, no, we're carrying on. I assume you'll be doing the same.
Well, we're carrying on, but it's not while the evening isn't the football, so we are quite lucky from that score. We are trying to put something on for in particular the exhibitors, but at this stage we're not quite prepared there.
And of course, we do have Leaping Lorenzo, who in his own international way is keeping the French end up.
Well, that's one way of putting it. Yes, we've the ever-popular Lorenzo and Lizzie Jones singing in the main ring as well. It will be a great main ring this year.
We were speaking last week to Nigel, who again seems to have sort of slotted a place here. You have actually, though, overseen quite an interesting shift, because those of us who remember the days of obviously Caroline and Lady Emma Ingleby and so on, but yet you've still managed to keep the magic, and we were very impressed with our pots that we got today in the press area, and of course the anti-smelling things.
Yes, tell me what, because we always get little goodies in the press thing. I always enjoy that part because it's an opportunity for you as the Yorkshire Agricultural Society to actually say to us and to all our listeners, this is what Yorkshire's all about. What is it about the mugs? What influenced that this year?
I'm delighted you've mentioned they're not pots, they are mugs, which is quite nice to say. And actually, yes, it was in the celebration, it being the 160th year of the show. But I've got to say, my children bought me a mug for Father's Day, as if I didn't see enough of the Great Yorkshire. But the marvellous mugs, because A, they're lovely to drink out of, and that sounds weird for a mug. A mug is not just a mug, but you can't knock them over on the table either. So please go and buy them. There's plenty to sell.
I was very pleased they're very Yorkshire, good and sturdy.
They are.
Charles, it's been fantastic as ever. We know it's going to be a tremendous success for the 160th show, as we expect. Sadly, we can only really make this day, but I'm sure the rest of the 2 days will be fantastic. And we'll catch up with you, presumably, for other events such as Countryside Living, Countryside Live, in fact, later on in the year.
I'm sure you will. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks.
So after having had a few words with Charles Mills, the show director for the Great Yorkshire Show, we've moved on to the members' lawn in front of the President's Pavilion here to find concrete. Yes, they have actually been laying down some concrete slabs and stones. Leading directly from the pavilion through to the bandstand, we've actually got a concrete delight in many ways, Sue.
Yes, I don't mind it because it goes from the members' enclosure where everybody great and good.
It fits in with the process.
To the, of course, beautiful bandstand and pavilion here where they have jazz bands and all sorts
and a
of
whole heap of other people. Goodies, etc. We're going to be doing our usual on-location reporting. You're listening to what I'm going to describe actually as a Sound and Country Vision takeover for the Midweek Drive and indeed Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio. No Tessa Snart, because Tessa's busily working in all manner of ways in Lincoln, so Sue and myself, but as we both have sufficient credentials to kind of wave our countryside flags for things like the Great Yorkshire Show, I don't think Tessa will mind too much. What say you, Sue?
No, I think she'll be all right with us, you know, holding the baby for the time being.
Now, you're busily actually tweeting, doing various other things. How can people who are listening to this find out these images when they're up and on? I mean, obviously, they'll be able to see this probably before the show goes live, but how can they find it in a kind of retrospective way?
Well, they'll find it through the Southside Broadcaster account on Twitter, which I think is at Southside
Broadsea.
Broadsea, yes. They can find them on there. Or otherwise, they can go to my own Twitter account, which is at SueRoys1. And there will be lots of wonderfulness, including, unfortunately, I didn't quite get a picture of it, but I'm just in the process of tweeting Reverend Kate Botley, who had the most wonderful pair of red heart shoes, which I was extremely jealous about.
It's official, Sue. We have featured, obviously, Charles Mills. We've had a little perusal ourselves, and now the holder of the annually awarded, prestigious award from Siren and Southside Broadcasting in terms of first interviewee, first official interview exhibitor, goes to the Harrogate Candle Company. Yay! Congratulations!
Good morning. Thank you very much indeed.
And your name is?
My name's Fiona Carr.
Delighted to touch base with good self. Last year we spoke to your colleague.
You did. That's Deborah Wilson. She's my business partner, and the two of us run the Harrogate Candle Company.
And Deborah, if memory serves, actually moved into this from teaching and education, and she felt this was the way forward, and you have not looked back.
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Good memory. Well done. Well done.
Always like to do our research with quality exhibitors from that point of view. Now, Sue, you were with us last year, and it's fair to say you were so moved, you said, I'm going to buy one of those. And your thoughts over the last year?
Well, I must say I'm absolutely delighted to see that you are still here and you're still working hard and you still have a wonderful array of candles. And I bought a little travel candle and I can attest to the fact it was absolutely marvellous.
Presenter endorsement, yeah, presenter endorsement.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm pleased to say that lots and lots of people feel exactly the same. And they do come back to us year on year and buy more from us because the products are such high quality and the fragrances are beautiful. And we do have new products this year too to show people. So we're looking forward to introducing them to our Wow collection and to our Mood Melts, which are beautiful, beautiful little gifts as well for people to buy.
The importance of the sense of smell can never be underestimated. I know I'm speaking on radio, people might say, what are you talking about here? But actually there is that sort of sense where you can actually improve your mood simply by having the right kind of scent.
Absolutely. And one of the key things we have with our range is that they're made with essential oils and they are aromatherapy fragrances and they are mood enhancers. And we have a lovely range here which is suitable for different types and different times of the day, and therefore they enhance different moods, whatever you may have and whatever you feel you need at different times of the day, and they genuinely do that.
Orange and cinnamon, limited edition, warm, rich and evocative. This smooth and velvety fragrance fills your home with comfort and joy. That's kind of channeling my inner Alan Partridge there. Perhaps not. But again, that range of descriptors that you've actually got here definitely looks like a win-win situation. I'm not surprised at all that Country Living have actually given you pride of place.
Well, thank you very much.
Where can people find the Harrogate Candle Company if they can't get to the Great Yorkshire Show for 2018?
Okay, so we have a national network of retailers now. Also, you can buy online from www.theharrogatecandlecompany.com, and also you can buy us from John Lewis online and in some of their local stores.
Last year, of course, we did promise Caroline we would actually sort of visit her in action at the Harrogate Candle Company. Is the offer still there to do a location report with you guys?
Of course, of course.
And next door to the wonderful Harrogate Candle Company, we've actually got the Herdy people, who again, Sue, you were taken with last year, I believe.
I was, yes, purely because I'm a farmer's daughter who my father breeds pedigree Dutch Texel sheep, so I'm a bit of a sheepy person, and I was absolutely enthralled by your mattresses. But I see this year we've got a whole smorgasbord of sheep things. Talk us through it.
What are we looking at?
Well, if you like sheep, then you've come to the right place with Herdy. We're actually a Lake District brand, and our brand is based on the Herdwick sheep, which is a breed that's unique to the Lake District. And we design everything ourselves, and we're known for our fun and colourful gifts and homeware. So we've got everything from fine bone china mugs made in the Staffordshire Potteries to a really lovely range of babyware, and everything in between, really.
I see. Bearing in mind all the family, we've even got Herdy for Joy or Herdy Junior packages from this point of view.
We have. We've got a little Herdy Junior book which tells the story of the junior Herdwick that needs to learn his herdiology at school before he can go out of the farm gates. And if he doesn't learn his herdiology, his mum says he has to stay home. And that basically means that he knows to go to the same part of the fell, because they're a hefty breed, the Herdwick, and to know his way home before he can go out.
And clearly not just being aware of Donovan's Herdy Gurdy Man, which you're far too young to remember from the 1960s.
Uh, just about.
Exactly. It's quite all right. You can use YouTube and such like. How can people get in touch with Herdy when you're not at the Great Yorkshire Show, when you're back in Cumbria?
Well, we have 4 shops in the Lake District, one in Keswick, Bowness, Grasmere, and also Kendal. And then we have a shop in Hawes as well in the Yorkshire Dales. But we also sell online at herdy.co.uk.
It's been absolutely awesome, as we knew it would be. Do you have a particular favourite yourself out of all the things? I mean, I'm easing towards the sort of cute Herdy model sheep, really.
I have to tell you, I've got serious apron envy. It's a wonderful sheep apron with the most wonderful different colours sheep. It's fabulous.
I think my favourite has to be Little Herdy, actually, the little soft toy character.
In fact, I'm going to set up a photo shoot with our mascot, Spike, and BG in a few seconds, I think, just for that. We've been most remiss. We haven't invited you to introduce yourself, of course. Your name is?
My name's Diane Hannah. I'm the co-founder of the Herdy Company.
I sense there was a legend in the making from that point of view. And we look forward to connecting with you again, Diane, hopefully in the not-too-distant future.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, after concerns about yellow car parking passes and blue... No, I won't go there anymore. Let it lie. I'm delighted to say that I feel as though the Great Yorkshire Show 2018, the 160th Great Yorkshire Show, has finally achieved the quality thresholds that we knew it was. Somehow last year, something was missing. And the thing that was missing last year was George Durdy and the fabulous...
Georgina,
exactly. See, there we are. I say, now, Georgina, you were here in the Country Living Stand 2 years ago when we first met up, and it seems as though your quality product has just got better and better.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, unfortunately, I couldn't be here last year, but I'm pleased really to be back this year. I'm looking forward to seeing lots of new clients, hopefully, and existing ones as well.
And renewing your friendship with our media listeners and audio folk as well, which is always critical.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Sue?
I am just... looking at a vast array of colours, feathers, frou-frou.
Fascinators.
Fascinators, but hats also. Do you find actually, because I know in this modern day and age, big hats seem to have, people don't really have a sense of occasion anymore, I feel, and big hats tend to be a bit, sort of a bit too, I don't know, a bit over the top. Do you find that your smaller hats do better, or do you like being flamboyant with the big hats?
I find the smaller ones, because they're a bit more than a fascinator, because they've got an actual base, but I do find these ones, my smaller ones, do go better, and I think that's led by royalty, Kate Middleton, Pippa, Zara Phillips, to name a few.
I trust you. You're only a matter of days away from getting that official royal seal of approval, and I do hope that Princess Anne manages to touch by your stands tomorrow.
I hope so.
You never know, they might find one under their Christmas tree this year.
I'd really like that if they did.
If they got any sense, it definitely is good quality stuff. Do you have a favourite yourself, Georgina?
Probably my big pheasant feather one up there with the upturned feathers.
That's pride of place.
Yeah, definitely.
And just share with us once again your path into becoming a milliner, a hat designer, the sort of way forward. How did it develop?
I did fashion knitwear at university, and then I was asked by someone's business in millinery, and I literally just fell into it that way. And I went and worked in London, interned for 6 months. And that's where I learned all my skills from a milliner who actually no longer does millinery. But that was the most invaluable experience that I've ever got.
And growing from strength to strength, obviously.
Yeah, I think so.
And the reason, of course, you weren't here last year, it was a family reunion, just to put the listeners' mind at ease.
Yeah, no, it was a family reunion on for the Tour de France, because my great-uncle died on there. And it was his 50th anniversary. So it was a valid reason to go.
Very much so. How do people get in touch with you, good self, Georgina, online?
Yep, my website's www.georgedurdy.com. My email's on there and my phone number.
And I've got to ask the question, is the George after the famous five character George, or is that something completely different?
It's something completely different.
That's perfectly okay. The Crafty Witch, an extraordinary title, and relating to a young lady now whose name is?
Alison Spaven.
Alison, are you the Crafty Witch?
I am indeed. My name used to be Witchwood, which is where the witch bit comes from, but I craft mainly in wool.
So would you like to just share with us what magical things you've actually got here, which include everything from, well, everything you need to actually be a woodland aficionado?
Yes, I'm a wildlife artist, but I paint with wool and sculpt with wool, so everything's totally natural. So I do anything from mostly hares. They're my favourite subject, and they're also very popular. People buy them a lot. So
hares as opposed to rabbits?
Oh, yes, hares, always. There's something really magical about hares.
Boxing hares?
I've got one, a big piece in train at the moment at home, but it's only half finished, so...
Okay. Sue.
Yes, I'm just looking at the wonderful wool by the side of you there. So do you make your own felt?
This is Shetland. I buy it washed and carded. I do have fleece at home that I need to wash, but I work full-time as well, so this is something I don't have time to process right from the beginning.
And from there, how long does it take you to get from that wool through to your beautiful finished products? I mean, they are absolutely stunning.
Thank you very much. It depends, really, on the size. And everything is priced according to how intricate it is. So a small hair will take me about an hour and a half. The large one will take me about a week, you know. So, and that's working solidly.
So what gave you the idea to actually, if you like, paint with wool?
Well, I went on a course. I actually went on a course along a narrowboat in Sheffield. And we did wet felting. So that's where you agitate the wool together with hot water and soap to create a solid mass. And we did a little bit of needle felting to add details. And that was the bit that fascinated me. And I just bought some wool and I've never stopped.
This is your second Great Yorkshire Show. Are you looking forward to a third next year?
I'm hoping so. A little bit quiet this morning so far, but of course,
I think... Your interview hasn't gone out as yet. Once it goes out tomorrow, it'll be flooding, do you?
Well, fingers crossed, yes.
Where can people find you? I know you're in the country living stand, but is there an easy address that you've actually got, either online or indeed here, to actually promote?
I've got an online store, which is www.thecraftywitch.co.uk.
And of course, witch is spelt?
With a Y.
The joys of wiccanpottery.co.uk, and we're now about to speak to
Daria Piotrowska.
Slight Polish background or Russian?
No, it's Polish.
It is Polish.
Because it's all Polish pottery.
Well, speaking as Alex Lewczuk, whose father was Polish, I'm clearly bonding here. This is why I've drawn over to this. Whereabouts in Poland?
It's called Bolesławiec. It's southwest of Poland, not far from German border.
So Brest-Litovsk was my sort of connection. It's a different line entirely.
It's not far away. It's about 100 miles.
We could almost be related to... Anyway, Sue, questions for yourself.
Marvellous. Well, I'm just looking at your beautiful pottery. I can see it's all hand-sculpted and hand-painted. What sort of things influence you with the beautiful designs that you've got here?
Well, I was born in city where all this is made. So I was just thinking to share with people something what I could know, because I know it's very good stuff. It's all handmade, like you said, hand painted, oven, microwave, dishwasher proof, and it's beautiful design. As take people a long time to make any of these pieces, and people just love this. So,
and what are your thoughts about the Great Yorkshire Show? Because you have been here before. Are you a regular exhibitor here?
Yes, we're here third time. So it's always been good for us, so we come back, and I hope we're going to come back in the future, because it's a lovely show.
Precisely, this is good. And do you do any other shows around the country?
Yes, mostly we're doing Yorkshire, North Yorkshire, South Yorkshire. So we're doing food festivals, and we're doing York Christmas Market. We're going round.
So allowing for the fact that people might be listening to this in Poland via the internet and the web, do you have an online site as well?
Yes, you can visit us on wiccanpottery.co.uk.
And that's, I mean, just a little bit of an aside here. Wiccan, as in V, pronounced with a V, as in Karol Wojtyla, the former Pope, and indeed Lewczuk, which is Lewczuk, so Lewczuk. Sorry, I've waited for years to say that.
No, it's Wiccan, because it starts with my daughter's name, which is Victoria, right, with W, because it's from Poland.
Exactly, precisely, the W spelled like a V. Wiccan. Yeah.